players like Tony Romo and Jason Witten. And joining us now on the ticket hotline is one of the team doctors for the Cowboys, Snapper John, M.D. Morning, Doctor.
Well, hello, Muses. How y'all doing?
We're doing
good.
Well.
How are you?
Oh, it's a fine morning out there. Fine morning.
We didn't know you were on the Cowboys staff as a team doctor.
Well, I've been the team doctor now for what, well, seems like an eternity, but I guess it's been about 3 weeks or so.
Well, that's not that long. And what were you doing before that?
I was an FBS.
I'm sorry, an FBS?
Front-bottom specialist.
Oh, okay.
Gynecologist, if you will.
Gynecologist, gotcha.
Yeah. I'm probably the only gynecologist that's now a team doctor in the NFL.
Probably.
All right, now, let's bring it down.
Oh, okay.
All right.
All right.
I got only a few minutes to talk here. One of my patients is flatlined around here.
Flatlined?
Well, you shouldn't have a few seconds then to talk to him.
No, I got a little time.
Oh, okay.
All right, how's Tony?
I always make time for the media.
Okay. How's Tony Romo doing?
Well, you know, Tony's doing all right, and everybody wants him to get better and get back out on the field because everybody loves Tony Romo.
Right.
I like Buddy Love.
Yeah, I like it.
Let's take it on down a few notches now.
Okay, all right.
But I prescribed a certain kind of remedy for Tony Romo. I make him sleep nude in a hyperbaric chamber.
What does that accomplish?
Well, I got a webcam in there, and I kind of market that online. TonyRomoNude.com. It's about 3 notches down. Let's bring it
okay,
down.
Okay, all right.
So he's doing better with his pinky, I guess.
Yeah, well, when Tony came in, I didn't know what he was coming in for, and I gave him a big old high five, broke his pinky clean in half.
Wow.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, it fell on the floor and everything and skidded right down a drain.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow, that's...
Yeah, we had to tear up the building looking for it, but... Finally, we just went ahead and put a little dog pinky on him, a little piece of a paw.
And that works?
Well, we're going to find out, aren't we? We got a lot of injuries right now. Wade's blood pressure's up to about 300 over 200.
Oh, I bet it is.
It's a lot.
I just gave Jerry a quick tuck this morning.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
A gynecologist can do that?
Hey, how are Jason Witten's ribs?
Down.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Did you hear my question? How are Jason Witten's ribs?
Well, you know what? I've never had his ribs. Never been to one of his cookouts, but I know the ribs I made this weekend were world class.
Were they?
Had them in the smoker for 24 hours.
No, we're talking about the injury to his ribs. He has a bad rib.
Oh, I don't know. I haven't really seen him for that and everything. He must be going to a different doctor somewhere around here.
Some team doctor you
are. I did examine Brad Johnson's arm after all those bad performances. Turns out he has the arm of an 83-year-old man.
That's disturbing.
Yeah, look up in there. It didn't even look like a human arm. Just looked like a dish rag hanging there. No, he just sucks, and we all know that.
Snapper John.
They sent in old Brooks Bollinger in, and I said, hey, send in the new quarterback. I got a high school kicker in here. They say, no, that is Brooks Bollinger. I examined him and found out that his innards are made up of about 84% quit. So don't look for him to be doing too good.
That's very disturbing. A lot of your findings are disturbing.
All right.
You gonna bring it down?
Yeah, let's get serious for just a moment. Okay. I know a lot of people concerned about Mike Jenkins, but Mike Jenkins had a very, very serious medical reason why he wasn't able to make that tackle.
Really?
Yeah, he has a very rare condition. Only 2% of adult males actually spontaneously develop a vagina, and he's one of them. Well, let's get back down to business now.
Okay.
So everyone's healthy and ready to go for the Redskins.
Everyone's healthy, ready to go. We look forward to having a good game out there. And I tell you what, this has been something for me, because I don't like all these injuries. Most of these players usually come by to my office just to get condoms or penicillin shots. All these injuries got old Snap for John, a little worried.
Yeah, I bet.
All right. We just about hit the maximum amount of time before I can't revive this patient over here.
Oh, okay.
Well, you get back to work.
I need to get going. All
please.
Right, now.
We'll see you later.
Go, Barack Obama.
Okay.
There's Snapper John, MD, part of the Cowboys medical staff at Valley Ranch. 848 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. We have a list of the top.